USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr could reveal the findings from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as soon as Sunday. Political leaders on both sides of the aisle are hoping for a quick release, and they want the public to see what's in the report. Republican Congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He has a message for everyone regarding this report.
Out of the Mueller investigation, we didn't get a single indictment on collusion with Russia. That was the underlying issue. I don't think that the president's supporters should uncork the champagne quite yet. I think there will be negative things about the president in the report. But, I mean, this was a biased group of people that only looked at President Trump and didn't look at the true collusion.
Flood damage is expected to exceed $1.3 billion in Nebraska. That's according to Governor Pete Ricketts. Despite their losses, Ricketts says people continue to work together and Nebraska will recover from this flood. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence have created a surge in home sales in the last month, USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes.
Millions of disaster survivors could be at risk of identity theft. The Department of Homeland Security's watchdog agency says personal information, including home addresses and bank account numbers, was compromised when victims applied for housing relief with FEMA. All told, this affects about 2.3 million victims of Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Federal prosecutors are reportedly seeking deals with some of the wealthy parents charged in the college admissions scandal. It's unclear which parents are getting the offer from the prosecutors or how many parents took part in the actual scam, but all of this has folks rethinking college and its usefulness and how much you should be paying to go to college. One thing is for sure, America's student loan crisis continues to climb as colleges and universities are charging more and more for students to attend school. Well, one school that isn't is Purdue University. Former Republican governor and now president of Purdue, Mitch Daniels, says he had an innovative idea when he became president on a way to keep children from graduating college with tons of debt.
When I arrived, I just asked the question, why don't we start trying to adjust our spending to our students' families' budgets and not expecting them to adjust their budgets to our spending. So far, so good. We're finishing our sixth year of no tuition increase. We've promised at least two more, and over that time, we have reduced the cost of room, board, and books. So it'll be less expensive to attend Purdue in 2021 in nominal unadjusted dollars than it was in 2012. Consequently, student debt is falling, and a record percentage of our students left last year with zero debt.
That's
the starting point on this very serious problem you're talking about.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.